Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's Tokyo time, and Anything But Footy brings you the views of the athletes in action just before their event.
At 14, she was the fastest woman over 200 metres in the T35 category in the world. By 16, she won Paralympic medals in Rio. But Maria Lyle admits after that, things had to change, and her parents asked for help. Now she's flying again as double world champion, and it's Tokyo time.
It's weird to think that 18 months ago we were kind of like told if it was going to be cancelled and stuff, and you know, with the whole like pandemic, everyone's lives have been affected, and like every day things are changing and there's new restrictions and new easing and stuff, so it's hard to keep up. So no, I'm really happy to be out in Tokyo. I'm very privileged. I know not a lot of people are getting to do what I'm getting to do. So I'm really grateful, and I'm pleased that we've been kept safe and just like following all like the rules. I think just take the opportunity while I can and enjoy it.
And talk to me about those protocols. How are we being kept safe in Tokyo? How are the team being kept in their bubble?
Yeah, it's really strict. So firstly, we're not allowed to go out anywhere. We're only going from the hotel to the track. And we have chaperones, so like that lead us out to the bus and then back into the hotel. We can only use certain lifts. We're all barred, so there's like kind of like a bar, not like a fence almost, a rope to kind of keep us away from the other members of the public in our hotel. There's no mingling. Even we get to go for a walk between 7 o'clock in the morning and 10, and it's like a coned off area, a wee stretch, and you have officials like chaperones that follow you there as well. It's all really secure, and obviously face masks, hand sanitizer, and washing hands, and you know, just keeping your distance when you can.
And for you, I guess it must have been a little bit more than a little bit upsetting that 2020 was postponed, having had such a brilliant 2019. So how did you then refocus to go again 12 months later?
I think like I kind of expected that it wasn't going to go ahead, just with how things were going at that time. So for me, it was just about focusing on each day. It's kind of like everything, every day there was something that was changing. It was never the same. So for me, it was just like what can I control, and kind of, yeah, just work on the things that I can work on. And actually that time gave me an opportunity to kind of just realize there was more to life than just sport and stuff. And I'm quite lucky that I can still do my sport. And it's like, it's not just sports people have been affected by this, it's lots of different people. So I'm quite lucky I can still train and stuff. But yeah, it was just taking everything day by day. and just, yeah, control the controllables.
Because you've spoken very openly in the past about your struggles with mental health. Mm. So I wondered whether when the postponement happens, that became an issue for you again?
Yeah, it was actually more like lockdown as it it got longer and longer. I wasn't like, because obviously I kind of expected like the pandemic to go like to be postponed, and you know, everyone else was in the same boat. So I wasn't too bad, but it was more like, you know, not seeing people and friends and kind of losing that routine, that started to affect me a bit more. And I think like there was lots of people who were in the same boat. But I think because I've been quite open and honest with mental health, I feel like it's quite easy to kind of speak to like people who are close to me and kind of, yeah, that's a way I've dealt with it.
Because we saw certainly at the Olympics lots of very young stars come through in new sports like skateboarding. You were very young when you came through. So do you have a word of caution, if you like, for these new young sporting superstars?
Yeah, I think for me, what I should have probably kind of thought when I was younger was that there's more to life than sport, and really making sure you have that balance of like other things in your life. I know because I didn't have that. I was quite unhappy anyway because of how I was with my disability and quite insecure. And I kind of hid behind sport and I didn't really do anything else, kind of isolated myself from it, like kind of going out with friends and stuff to do with school. So I think definitely just like having another thing going on as well. So say if something isn't going well, like say your sport, then you've got another thing you can concentrate on too. So yeah, I think just don't throw all your eggs in one basket. Give a bit of your time to everything. And I found personally when I've like kind of had a bit more of a balance, everything complements each other.
Because it must be difficult. You're a sprinter, but you don't want to be defined by 20 seconds of your life once a year, do you?
No, and I guess as like an athlete, I can't do my kind of job forever. I really need to think about other things that I have to do, like once that's not an option for me. So I think kind of working on other things, like for me, I'm at uni studying sports coaching. I'm really interested in getting into like kind of elite sport and helping with like kind of shape disability sport. So that's like another passion of mine I've been working on. And I think, yeah, doing a bit of everything that kind of complements each other, as I've said before.
So here you are. You are in Tokyo. You've got some Paralympic medals in your pocket, but this time the aim is for golden ones.
To be honest, I'm not that baller like for gold. For me, it's about kind of running my best race. Before, I was always fixated on times and medals and it just wasn't healthy. And now I've kind of just like, I'm of the mindset there's more to life than that. And, you know, it's like a great opportunity I'm here. But, you know, it's just about if I can run the best race I can, what will be will be. And I just have to control my own race. And, yeah, I feel like if you're so fixated on getting a gold or getting into a final or running a specific time or something, then it's quite hard to control because you don't know what everyone else is going to do. So yeah, just kind of enjoy it. And you know, if I get a gold, I get a gold. If I don't, I don't. But I think for me, I'm aiming to, you know, do my best, hopefully get a medal. But you know, if I'm happy with my run, then I know there's no more I can do. And yeah, as I've repeated many times, what will be.
Maria is in the T35 100-metre heats and final on opening day of the athletics in the Olympic Stadium in the early hours of Friday morning, UK time.
This is Tokyo Time from Anything But Footy, the Olympic and Paralympic sport podcast. Follow for more from the 2020 Games in 2021.
Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time. No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.